I'll never know what they'd have wanted, because thanks to Black, I've never spoken to them, said Harry shortly. There was a silence, in which Crookshanks stretched luxuriously, flexing his claws. Ron's pocket quivered. Look, said Ron, obviously casting around for a change of subject. It's the holidays. It's nearly Christmas. Let's go down and see Hagrid. We haven't visited him for ages. No, said Hermione quickly. Harry isn't supposed to leave the castle, Ron. Yeah, let's go, said Harry, sitting up. And I can ask him how come he never mentioned Black when he told me all about my parents. Further discussion of Sirius Black plainly wasn't what Ron had had in mind. Or we could have a game of chess, he said hastily, or gobstones. Percy left a set. No, let's visit Hagrid, said Harry firmly. So they got their cloaks from their dormitories and set off through the portrait hole.
Stand and fight, you yellow-bellied mongrels!
Down through the empty castle and out through the oak front doors. They made their way slowly down the lawn, making a shallow trench in the glittering, powdery snow, their socks and the hems of their cloaks soaked and freezing. The Forbidden Forest looked as though it had been enchanted, each tree smattered with silver, and Hagrid's cabin looked like an iced cake.